Blaine Mitchell Show on Sonic 1029.
Primus is coming back to town for a unique 3D experience. Frontman Les Claypool is joining us on the phone. What's this whole 3D experience about?
We're handing out glasses to the folks so that they can experience eye candy flying over our heads into their faces.
When you decide to do something like this, how much of this is, let's just make a really cool stage show, and how much of this is, let's tie in theatrics that sort of relate to the themes of the songs?
Well, basically what happened was, a handful of years ago, I had an office in the old ILM building, Industrial Light and Magic. A buddy of mine bought the modeling department from George Lucas and was doing, like, Pirates of the Caribbean and Transformers, things like that. So I would go wandering through there and see all the things they're working on. One of the things they're working on was this 3D television and whatnot, all these different elements. And we'd sit there and just kind of trip out on this stuff. And so I do these New Year's shows every year, and I said, how hard would it be to do this for one of my performances? So we did it that year at the San Francisco Opera House, and it was really cool, and people were stoked on it. So when we decided to come back around on Naugahyde last year, the idea came up, let's try that 3D thing. And so we did it. So, you know, obviously all these years we've been accumulating various visual elements for Primus tunes, you know, since 93, since us doing Lollapalooza. Now we have those elements and these 3D effects.
Have you ever been to a concert that really sort of spoke to you, not just in terms of the music resonating with you, but visually you just went, wow, this is stunning. This is something that I seek to create with my own music and my own sort of experience.
Well, I've seen those things since I was a kid, you know, whether it was my first concert, which was a Rush concert, Hemispheres tour, or, you know, Peter Gabriel, or obviously with Roger Waters coming around with The Wall. You know, Primus has always been about visual enhancement, since we were able to afford it, which the first time was probably, besides having backdrops, was probably Lollapalooza '93 with our projections, and then later on we had our big, we call it the puppet show, but we had all these scrims going and all these different things that would come up behind the band, and it's always been about enhancing the visual.
I go to concerts now, I look around, and it seems like a third of people, at least, are watching the thing through their bloody phone. Does that drive you crazy, especially when you go to all the work to put together like this 3D enhanced performance that's just visually stunning and just amazing to look at?
You know, I think everybody has their way of appreciating things. If that's what they want to do and they want to capture the moment, and some people put these things up on YouTube, that's their prerogative. I have no qualms with it, you know.
Is it flattering in a way, too, that it's like they're sort of so moved by it that it's like they want to sort of save that experience and relive it?
Think about it, tell you the truth. It's just part of the evolution of performing, you know. It's there, whatever, nothing you can do about it.
Now, Les Claypool of Primus, you mentioned Rush a little bit earlier. Now, that band, of course, as you know, is just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. One of the criteria is that you have to be around or performing or releasing recording something for 25 years. And I'm looking and I'm like, you guys have been around for about 25 years. You're closing in anyway.
That's very true.
Do you have any aspirations in that regard? And also, how do you feel about this year's class of inductees?
Look, we never even thought we were going to get on the radio, let alone MTV. So the notion of being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is something that I never really even think about. So I don't know who was inducted this year. I mean, Rush was, Public Enemy was. I think that's amazing. We toured with those guys back in the old days, as we did with Rush. And I saw them recently at a festival we did in New Orleans, and they were unbelievable. You know, Public Enemy is still the best hip-hop rap performers I've ever seen, ever.
Now, not to downplay Primus's cultural and musical relevance, but I mean, as a bass player even, you are sort of this generation's Geddy Lee. You know,
because we have a very similar profile. You know, we have the schnoz. That's the biggest defining parallel, I think, that you'll get from most people.
What's interesting, like, you have Craigslist, right, in the States?
I am a Craigslist junkie.
Yeah, I'm on there all the time, always looking for used gear and stuff. But from time to time, I go through, like, the band ads and stuff like that, just see what people are looking for. And nobody seems to want to be the bass player. Like, it's just wanted, bass player. And I think it's because a lot of people who play music, there's a lot of people who want to express themselves and they don't want to sort of sit in the background. But you took this instrument that a lot of people, you know, did sort of relegate to the back row, and you made it a lead instrument. What was your inspiration for that?
Well, in the early days, it was people like Geddy Lee and Chris Squire and John Paul Jones, and then along came Larry Graham and Stanley Clark. I think it just reflects your personality. You know, the bass just happens to be the crayon I picked up out of the box. And partially one reason why I picked that crayon out of the box was because it was easy to get a gig because everybody wanted to be Eddie Van Halen back then and play guitar. But also, I never was drawn to the guitar. Even when I was a kid and I would look on stage and I'd see one instrument had four strings and one instrument had six, and I didn't know the difference between the two, except for the one with four strings was big and bold and sultry, you know, and I liked that. So I was always drawn towards that register of instrument. Even as a saxophone, I prefer barry sax over alto or tenor. You know, I love that element. That's why, for me, Morphine was one of the greatest bands ever. You know, a two-string bass and a barry sax and drums. I love it. But I don't know. I think it comes and goes in waves. You know, I think it's amazing now that young people are finding instruments again. You know, I from my perspective, seeing my kids when they were younger, and films like School of Rock and whatnot, and all these School of Rock camps, you know, kids are playing instruments again, whereas we went through about a 10-year period where, you know, turntables were outselling guitars at Guitar Center. So it all comes and goes in waves.
What do you think the next sort of fad is?
I don't know if they're fads. I have no clue. It'd be a good question perhaps to ask my daughter, because she has her finger more on that pulse than I do.
What does she listen to? Like, do her friends know that you're that Les Claypool? Do they even know who Primus is?
They do. You know, it makes her a little uncomfortable, so she downplays it. She's, you know, very much into pop culture. So, you know, whereas my son, he's the opposite. He likes a lot of the things I like. You know, we just went and saw the Stones the other night. You know, we went and saw Roger Waters. He got to meet Roger Waters. You know, that's an amazing thing for him. He's a huge Rush fan. He got to meet those guys. You know, whereas my daughter could care less. You know?
If you're the bass player in Kesha, now that would be something.
I don't know if she's that far, but she's going through a big pop country phase right now, which is pretty interesting.
Well, looking so forward to you coming back to town, and not just so I can you know, show you how it's really done on the bass, but really looking forward to the show. You guys have...
I wish someone would show me how it's really done. I've been trying to figure it out for 30 years now.
You'll get there. Just keep at it. You guys have such a deep catalog. How do you go about picking a set list at this point?
You know, it's different every night. It just sort of depends on the mood of the day. And, you know, at the beginning of the tour, it's usually how tender my fingers are at that point in time because I haven't built up the tour calluses yet. But it's always different.
The 3D enhanced performance of Primus coming back to Edmonton. Full details on tickets at sonic1029.com. Thank you so much, Les.
Yeah, have a good one.
The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 102.9.